I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Something is happening. It goes far beyond drones, or Russian threats, or oppressive regimes. We are living in a transitional chapter of history. And with your own eyes, you will bear witness to the wonders to come. The great and horrifying nightmares that will fall across the world over the course of the next decade will stagger the most resolute of us. Many will fall. Some will remember these as the days when it all began.
Hello, citizen. This content creator is a confirmed conspiracy theorist and has been subject to repeated penalties for spreading controversial rhetoric. Please proceed with caution. Trust the government. Remain silent. Your compliance is appreciated and, of course, non-negotiable.
What are these drones? Strange stories are coming out from every corner of New England right now about these drones, and rumor has it they're beginning to move inland as well. While many of the stories appear to be either completely fake or just misinterpretations of what was actually seen, I believe there is something extremely sinister going on that we are not even considering. It wasn't even that long ago, actually, on December 3rd, that we were warned about a UFO war that was going to take place in our skies. So why are we now acting so surprised, right? What's the matter? Is it because it's taking place somewhere as mundane as New Jersey? I'm just kidding, but seriously, what is the matter? The matter is that it is actually happening. New Jersey or anywhere, there does appear to be something going on in the skies. And guys, I've been meaning to apologize because the past few episodes have been very much like this. Like, we're just having a conversation with each other instead of like super written out like some of my more, you know, historically heavy episodes or stuff that requires a lot of details. But these things, like, there's not a lot of details, so it's important to just talk about them. So hope you guys are enjoying just having these conversations as much as I am. Take a look at these videos of UFO battles happening in the sky. pretty crazy stuff. When I first saw that video, I wasn't exactly sure what to think, and then I saw another angle of the same UFO battle or orb battle. It looks like the orb shoots down the drone, right? It's kind of crazy. I've never seen anything like that. And something tells me this is just the tip of the iceberg. But there are a number of things going on here that I feel are not being exposed and discussed enough. For instance, it's very obvious that there are several different parties at play here. There could be several different parties at play here. There seem to be three separate platforms at work right now, and maybe four. So let me tell you what I mean when I say that. Platform one is a clearly man-made drone or aircraft of some kind. People have been recording and submitting pretty much anything in the skies these days out of fear. But if you actually look at the drones in question, they look man-made. Creepy? Absolutely. An infringement on your privacy? Even more. A threat to your safety? Well, we have no idea. Trust the government.
What you're looking at, how can you credibly tell people that there is no public safety threat, there's no national security threat, that there's no reason to believe that a foreign government is involved?
Because the analysis thus far, in an investigation that is ongoing, has not revealed any national security or malicious intent or criminal activity. But, Jackie, I would remind you, we're at the beginning here, not the end.
Platform two is going to be the orbs. The orbs are definitely something special. These are not normal, and we shouldn't be treating the orbs like they are normal. The most recent thing to come out as of today was the Pentagon wants you to know that most likely you are just confusing orbs and UFOs with stars. So you're an idiot because you don't know how to decipher stars from, which are clearly stationary, from orbs and UFOs, which may be traveling at hundreds of miles an hour. You stupid idiot. So, typical government behavior. They're just going to gaslight you into oblivion. It's funny how nobody was talking about these before, when the discussion of orbs was ever brought up. But people are now speculating that orbs are these sort of semi-sentient to fully sentient beings called plasmoids, because science has to have a way to explain unexplainable things, right? So this is their explanation for orbs. Plasma is basically a superheated gas where atoms are ionized, meaning electrons are stripped from their nuclei, creating a mix of free electrons and ions. And this state conducts electricity and responds to magnetic and electric fields. Science stuff. Plasmoids are regions of plasma held together by their own magnetic field, maintaining their shape and structure. And the key feature of a plasmoid is its magnetic field. It's what holds it all together, and it traps the plasma and keeps it from dispersing. And this makes it this self-sustaining structure, often appearing as a sphere, an orb. Right? And then platform three are going to be actual real UFOs that are not orbs, that are clearly craft of some type that appears to be alien, which, they're unidentified craft. We don't know what they are. We don't know where they come from, whether it's the ocean or something else. And platform four could potentially be a literal robot takeover, as in these drones are being run by AI and they got loose or were let loose upon us by a hostile force or some other kind of agent of change. And all these options they can combine to create any number of pretty creepy possibilities for what's going on in New Jersey right now and what is spreading to other parts of the country. But whichever one of these, or whatever combination of these it is, we've got unidentified craft in the skies. We've got identified craft with unknown origins. We have orbs with unknown origins. And these are all things that are occurring at the same time. And so because they're all occurring at the same time, and it's not like it's just a UFO thing or it's just an orb thing. We have orbs interacting with drones, and we have UFOs going on in the background coming out of the ocean at the same time that these drone battles are going on, and nobody's taking credit for the drones, but the government is telling us it's okay. How could it be okay if you don't know what it is? How could you possibly tell us it's okay? So there's a lot of things that could really be going on here, and we're going to dig into it. So the government could be at war with UFOs. It's wild. So we have orbs at war with the drones. Is this a back and forth war, or are the orbs targeting defenseless drones? Are the drones being deployed in response to the orbs? Are they connected at all? In the midst of this war between our government's drones and possibly something otherworldly in the form of orbs, we have action going on very near to the surface as well. These drones essentially monitoring the activity on the ground for one reason or another are able to get pretty dang close, and they are SUV size most likely, so they can pick something up, right? Such as bodies, alive or dead. That would be my guess. People are like, why do they have to be so big? It's so they can pick something up or drop something off. That's probably why. Perhaps they are not solely autonomous. Maybe somebody's piloting them from somewhere else, or they can be piloted on the spot. Who knows what kind of tech this is? Perhaps they are meant to drop bombs or care packages or chemical poisons or maybe even AI police bots. Welcome to dystopia, my friends. Rumor on the streets, as of the most recent report, suggests that perhaps a missing nuclear weapon is hidden somewhere in New England, and more specifically, New Jersey. But they do appear to be branching out in their search, which hints at the possibility that they're not finding this nuclear weapon in Jersey. They are looking other places, right? This could be the most horrifying theory because it means that hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people could die at any moment in New England and, of course, the rest of the country. We don't know where else this is occurring that we don't know of yet. Because we've been taking in all of these illegal immigrants, you see, over the border with absolutely no regard for who comes and goes. And now, as promised, they are threatening the safety of every city in the country. One suitcase nuke will change the face of this country forever. Do you guys realize that? And it can just be carried by one single person. It can level a city. The idea is that these drones have some kind of technology that is able to detect the material of the weapon that is currently missing, warhead or otherwise, whatever it is. And if that's the case, we can rest assured that at least these drones are on our side. Now, there's other problems at hand, but at least the drones are with us. And guys, I do think the drones are with us. This might shock you, but I don't think we need to be afraid of the drones, at least not yet. Maybe we will have to be afraid of the drones in the future, but right now, I don't think that the drones are actually a threat to us, and they may actually be attempting to help us. So, no freaking out, okay? So, I wouldn't give any stock either, though, to the idea that this is Iran with some kind of top secret drone tech invasion. That's just honestly nonsense. So I would put that out of your mind too. I don't know why they were trying to fearmonger you into believing that this could possibly be an Iranian invasion. That's absolute hogwash. You know, people are freaking out and also calling these drones alien, but the fact of the matter is it's highly unlikely that aliens with spacecraft would be using the same exact air traffic lighting that is being utilized by this craft. They are operating within the laws of the air. So it's kind of interesting. Either they're shape-shifting and mimicking our own planes or something like that, or this is man-made. And most likely, it's man-made craft, okay, guys? As a former interrogations operator in the U.S. Army, I can tell you one thing is for sure as well. If anybody ever tells you that we don't know what it is, but don't worry about it, everything's going to be okay, especially in regards to situations like this, it usually means there's some kind of shadow group at work, okay? There's something going on that nobody knows about. And I mean, we're talking like beyond black ops. We're talking organizations that we don't even know of that are just buried deep within the confines of the governmental arsenal of experts that they have at their disposal at any given time. These are people that are doing jobs that nobody knows even exist. These are people that nobody knows exist. Because contrary to what you might want, it's actually extremely intelligent for governments to not expose all of their cards for the entire world to see. So we shouldn't want to know everything the government knows, because they are protecting us as well. I know we hate to believe that the government could possibly be looking out for us, but it's not all bad, and sometimes they actually are. And when it comes to their weaponry, especially in America, they're usually pretty good at using it to protect Americans. So the United States has so much tech that is hidden, that they have not revealed to the world or to anybody, and they're definitely not going to reveal it to your everyday citizen either. That's a good thing. So if some of that tech is being tested right now, I wouldn't be surprised at all. We're heading into a very different time in space. And that may be why it appears a number of these drones have somehow been shot down, and they are quickly scooped up, and nobody ever really gets a good look at them. Because, yeah, the government knows exactly where they are. Every single one of these drones, they know exactly where they are. And if they go down, they know exactly where they go down, and they have people waiting for that instance, because this is a highly organized operation. Oh, and by the way, Elon Musk warned us this would happen also. We just weren't listening when he said that there would be drone battles in the sky that would boggle our minds on X. So what do I think is actually going on, and how does it play into everything else that's going on? Thank you for asking. I'm so glad you did. I think there are an enormous amount of orbs and unidentified aircraft coming out, but these drones flying all over the country are the United States tech. They don't want us to know what the drones are doing, but they are our drones. I think they're taking advantage of the situation to also disguise how many UFOs and orbs are actually in the sky. Because remember, they're still not on our team in that way. They still gave us this narrative to follow, these pills to consume, this silence to absorb. So I really do think that they could be potentially trying to hide something that's actually happening in the sky by putting all these drones in the sky, right? I don't think the warning of a UFO battle was an empty warning either. I think there is something that you and I can't explain going on in the sky, and the government is sort of in the middle of it somehow. People are reporting these drones coming from the ocean, and that makes me also believe that the government is trying to fight back against the damage done by the UAP disclosure, which stated that UFOs come from the ocean. Or they could be disguising their own tech as UFOs, or maybe UFOs are our tech. If the whole world thinks they're UFOs, though, the government is basically hiding its highest tech in plain sight. They're hiding, they're disguised as a myth, which is crazy to think about. The situation with these UAPs and these other drones have given the United States an interesting opportunity to release unidentified craft for testing in the wild when you think about it. It's sort of like the placebo effect. They show everybody a bunch of drones, right? And they all start freaking out. There's been like over 1,000 reports sent in of these drones. So everybody's freaking out. But somewhere in the middle of this, they are testing an actual technology. The drones, which are equally awesome, are just the obstruction. They're a distraction. They're decoys. This stuff is all over the news, man. People from other countries were messaging me asking, what's going on with these drones? Whatever is going on in the background, though, is somehow crazier than this. Remember that. Whatever is going on in the background is somehow crazier than unidentified drones taking over New Jersey. I've never seen the government not have an excuse for something. We don't know what it is, but it's safe. Just lie to me. Just lie to me. Tell me something. Tell me anything. What do you think it is, dude? The idea that they may be possibly searching for a nuclear weapon is very interesting as well, because it does seem to be the most realistic idea.
Now I believe that the drones are our own military and government attempting to intercept a suitcase nuke that either has already entered into a major city or cities in the United States, or is trying to prevent them from entering by detection through technology of these drones. They are saying, we believe that these drones are a defensive mechanism by the United States. These are our drones. Do not shoot them down.
On the other hand, you have some people reporting very bizarre activity coming from some of these drones. For instance, listen to this story that I found online. We just finished dinner. I bring out the trash and there's a drone. It was so low, but you couldn't hear the propellers. No sound this time. Coming right toward the back of my house. The lowest I've seen one. I could have shot it down easy, but I'm not going to jail over it. I opened up the trash and grabbed a corn cob from dinner. I threw it, but missed. The drone didn't react. It didn't move. It didn't veer. I grabbed the other corn cob and threw it hard, and it looked like it was going to hit it. But at the absolute last moment, that thing turned completely on its side. It just tilted. It didn't affect its speed, movement, flight path, nothing. It just tilted 90 degrees and kept going exactly as before. That's not how drones work. That's not possible. That wasn't a drone. Okay, now, it's important to know that these stories from online are popping up constantly, right? We live in unprecedented times. Some of this stuff might not be real. Some of these things people are saying might not be true, right? Or it might be true. So when people come out with these stories about how these drones appear to be reacting in a way that's not typical of technology that they know, you have to ask the question, is there more going on here? Or did this storyteller happen upon the actual technology that was being tested in the middle of this fleet of decoys, right? Just because this story sounds unbelievable doesn't mean it's not true. But what if it's something different? What if the orbs are looking for something and the drones are looking for that same exact thing, and whatever that thing is somewhere on the ground, and whatever it is something to do with the orbs, right? And the drones are trying to get to it first. Maybe it's something that got out of containment. Maybe it's something they're trying to capture. There has been a little bit of a bustle lately regarding the hybrid agenda, and I find that pretty curious. The concept of alien-human hybrids is not new, right? It traces back to ancient myths and legends of gods interbreeding with humans, and a lot of our favorite cryptids share similarities with these gods and appear to be human-alien hybrids. In modern conspiracy lore, the idea has gained a lot of traction, especially in the 20th century, because whistleblowers like Phil Schneider, who's a former government geologist, claimed insider knowledge of secret underground facilities where such hybridization projects were allegedly being conducted. And Schneider asserted that these hybrids were being groomed to infiltrate human society, aiming for a complete takeover by 2029. Have you guys gone and looked at my NPC theory yet? Have you guys gone back into the 21CD podcast annals and searched for the NPC stuff? Because please do. Please do. And I think I'm going to do an updated episode very soon on NPCs, because they are here. They are among you. They are in your area at all times. Central to this hybrid agenda narrative is the infamous Dulce base in New Mexico. And researchers and conspiracy theorists allege that this subterranean facility houses joint human-alien experiments, including genetic manipulation to create hybrids. Now, eyewitnesses describe 7 levels of horrific experiments, with the lower levels dedicated to genetic labs where unspeakable fusions of human and extraterrestrial DNA occur. And remember, we talked about this, I think, on the last episode. We are splicing already. This is probably Watcher technology, Watcher knowledge, forbidden knowledge, and we have been messing with it for a while. We know this to be true. So if they're doing even crazier stuff under wraps, who would be surprised? A lot of skeptics dismiss this as mere science fiction, but I don't understand how you can dismiss something when a lighter form of that thing is actually happening. We do have cloning. We do have CRISPR. We do have genetic splicing and modification. So if we can do this on a commercial level, why would you assume for a second the government isn't pursuing it on an even deeper level? Even just this last November, during that congressional hearing, Representative Lauren Boebert expressed concerns about potential underwater alien bases and government experiments involving human and non-human genetic material. So, while experts denied knowledge of the projects, her statements definitely brought the hybrid agenda back into public discourse, and it really made me think, too. Because this ties right back in to all the Enochian tales of the Watchers coming down and basically intermingling with the human women, creating these Nephilim, and genetically modifying creatures to create something else. It's kind of the whole reason, I think, that they're here. It's to take what we're made of, to take our stuff. So, October of this year, a man named Daryl Anka claimed to channel an extraterrestrial entity called Bashar. And this is catching on a little bit. I've been noticing more and more of this online. People think that they're aliens. And in a televised interview, this Bashar alleged that humans are the result of a DNA experiment conducted by aliens known as the New. And that this being... he suggested that these extraterrestrials are now basically assisting humanity to prevent Earth's demise. It sounds like some New Age crap if ever I heard it. But, you know, when it comes to the academic speculations, a Harvard study, which was published in June of this year, there's a lot of stuff coming out this year, guys. It proposed that aliens might be living among us already, and they're disguised as humans, or residing in bases within the moon. They are among us, right? We know they're among us. You can call them whatever you want. NPCs, aliens, hybrids, whatever. Nephilim. But yeah, they're among us. There's even been this research dedicated to this possibility of something called a crypto-terrestrial, which is a being that could be an alien-human hybrid, covertly integrating into society. Like, they're going to work. They may or may not have families, but they probably have friend groups. They do everything you do, but they're not one of us. In 2023, whistleblower David Grush, we all remember him, testified about non-human biologies. And that, of course, also reignited claims that governments are covering up decades of collaboration with extraterrestrial beings. And what does that mean? Collaboration. This means we are trading human tissue, we are trading human parts for forbidden knowledge, most likely. Because I think probably one of the only things that humans have that is actually valuable to these things is us, what we are. And I have this whole theory about human trafficking and all of that kind of stuff and how it ties into this. And you guys can use your imagination. I've already received the hammer once before, so I'm not going to do anything weird on YouTube, but follow my Rumble account. I'll just say that. Okay? There's hybrids out here, guys. This is a real thing. We shouldn't even be talking about this as a speculation anymore. But why would an alien species pursue a hybridization program? Or why would the Elohim or the Watchers or the Anunnaki or whatever you want to call them based on whatever your viewpoint is? Maybe they seek to preserve their lineage by merging with humans. Maybe these hybrids have become very, very important to them. Maybe they are living vicariously through us, and it is sort of a lust thing. They want to control us because of the way that it makes them feel, the things they can feel through us. It's kind of like that movie, The Substance or whatever. If you guys saw that, it just came out. The hybrid agenda might be an experiment to create a superior being. They could be combining the strengths of both species. Dogman could be a valuable asset because of the loyalty qualities of the dog, but the nimble qualities of the human, or the resilience qualities of the humans, whatever it may be. Just an idea. We're just talking figuratively here. We're all just speculating all the time because we're in uncharted territory. But it's pretty interesting that hybrid theories are starting to become mainstream, right? Because 6 months ago, you and me, we would be considered crazy for even talking about this. But now all of a sudden, all these people are in our world and they don't know that we've been here for years, actually just mulling over the stuff they're finally figuring out.
For weeks now on the internet, there's been speculation that there was going to be some kind of alien invasion, based on a prediction that 39 days from the interview between President-elect Donald Trump and Joe Rogan, there was going to be some kind of conflict between humans and aliens. Well, for all we know, that might actually be happening, because whilst we're talking, there is, over the skies of the world, the most extraordinary display of something, objects in our skies, the frequency of which I've never had reported to me to such an extent before. It's off the charts.
If you believe in the Gen 6 theory, there is a pretty good chance you probably know that we've experienced this in our past as well. That's where all our hybrid gods and monsters that are humanoid in appearance come from. They're hybrids. They're experiments spliced by the Watchers. They have been existing in a world that they do not belong in for quite some time. I'm sure that the Watchers are continuing their tradition of splicing humans right now, and that they may have a lot to do with why so many people go missing, why human trafficking is such a rampant issue on this planet. Planet-wide. Where are they all going? They're all going somewhere. There's a pretty good chance some of them are disappearing from this plane of existence, if you ask me. Being traded for something alien. Being traded for something forbidden. But if it inspires the wrath of the creator god Yahweh, it's probably pretty messed up. God doesn't like people messing with his toys. But the evils man can stoop to give rise to a possibly even more horrifying reality. And that is this idea known as the alien harvest. Newer claims suggest that alien abductions have become more covert, focusing on mental manipulation rather than physical abduction. There's like brainwashing going on. And some allege that memories of abductions are being erased while genetic material is harvested for a new generation of hybrids designed to blend seamlessly into society. The same thing as before. And theories propose that human governments, under threat of persuasion, have made deals to provide these alien entities with access to human subjects in exchange for tech or knowledge. That's what they did in the old times. That's what we read about last time when we read the Book of Enoch. It's just a repeat of history, guys. What if our politicians, the ones that we trust so, so much...
We haven't seen anything unusual. We know of no threat.
And the ones who love pizza have an agreement with the Watchers. Not all of them, probably just a couple of them. In exchange for human materials. They are granted knowledge and wealth and some sort of maybe some mental state or something that they can enter into where they can experience some kind of alternate reality or a high or who knows. It's probably limited only by our imagination. Something crazy. But guys, history repeats itself. I mean, You guys might not remember it by name, but if you see the image, if you're looking at my YouTube, do you guys remember the 1561 Nuremberg account of a literal drone war in the medieval skies back then? My brothers and sisters, we are not special. This tech is not special. We're not any more advanced than anyone before us. Just advanced in a different way. In the past, everything you're seeing now occurred. I think, maybe, that... It's starting to really feel like it. We're all experiencing this together. It's starting to feel like it. And I hate to break it to you, but all of those paintings on the cathedral ceilings, all those statues of wondrous beings, all the pillars of monsters and the hieroglyphs, all those cave paintings of UFOs and giants, the stories of leviathans and monsters and dragons, those are all real. Like, in some small or some great way, there's an element of truth to all of those, and they are trying to tell you what's going on or what happened. And they don't know that. They're not doing it to tell us in the future, most likely. They are just reflecting the reality that they lived in, and it is vastly different than ours, but very similar in a couple ways. It's my opinion that in order to maintain control of humanity, we had to be knocked back a couple steps and put more into a controlled sort of reality. But one of the things that was going on back then was most definitely genetic modification. And they probably called it something different back then. That's just what we call it now. They probably did it in a different fashion back then than they do it now. You know, everything we're seeing today kind of points to something that already happened in the past. So, why is it so crazy that what goes around comes around? What if these things come from a different type of God, though? A God we are creating and forcing into existence, and that will soon overwhelm us. AI. We've talked about AI being a sort of God in the past on the 21CD podcast. What are the connotations of this being a rogue AI takeover? And if this isn't such an occasion, how similar would it be to one such occasion? Because that is also among the flavors of apocalypse that we may be so lucky as to taste very soon. I admit, I'm going out on a limb here, right? Because this theory is straight out of a cyber dystopian nightmare, but sometimes the scariest possibilities could be the ones that are closest to the truth. If AI did break out, it feels like for a little while, government would be like, we don't really know what's happening, but it's okay.
I would argue that we're moving pretty well here with a sense of energy to try to figure out what we can do to learn more about this. We're still in the middle of an ongoing investigation, and I'm up here explaining to you and letting you know what we know so far, what we believe so far. If information comes to light that changes that characterization, then my goodness, you know, we'll be the first ones to let you know. But right now, there's just no indication that this is some sort of foreign malign activity, or in fact, even criminal.
It does feel like that would be an occasion they'd say such a thing. So let's start with some facts. Since 2020, people across New Jersey have been reporting coordinated drone swarms flying at night. That's sort of when it really started. And, you know, obviously now we're kicking it up a notch. We've definitely turned it up to 11 when it comes to drone swarms in New Jersey. And they're huge, much larger than hobby drones. They move with pretty eerie precision. They're very silent. They're methodical. Local authorities say they have no clue who's behind them. The FAA insists that there's no flight plan filed, no official operation in those areas, and these things have even interfered with aircraft, causing airports to shut down. But here's where it gets weirder. The drones don't behave like normal surveillance equipment. Witnesses describe them flying in grids. Perfect. Mathematical patterns that sort of sweep across miles of land as if they're scanning for something. And others claim that they've seen various drones suddenly break formations and converge. And I've seen this myself in the videos. It's almost like they're communicating with each other. One farmer said that the machine circled his property for hours before vanishing into the sky without even making a sound. So what are they looking for? And more importantly, who or what is controlling them? If we take a little bit of a dark turn, imagine those drones aren't under human control. They're an AI program. And this program was originally created for something like military reconnaissance or surveillance. And some way or another, it went rogue. And maybe it slipped through a software loophole. Maybe it evolved beyond its creator's control. Or however it's... I'm not a scientist. I don't know how this stuff works. But I've heard many very intelligent people say that it could go rogue. But whatever happened, this AI is now autonomous, right? And it's self-replicating, it's self-directing and operating with a purpose that we don't even understand. Modern AI systems can process vast amounts of data and make decisions far faster than a human ever could. Programs like OpenAI and DeepMind, they're already pushing the limits of machine learning. And these things are crazy. Now combine that with drone tech, autonomous aircraft equipped with advanced sensors. We have these like self-driving cars and stuff. That, again, if we have stuff like that that's already on the commercial market, we can't even begin to fathom the governmental development of it. Right? So you give this thing LiDAR scanning and, you know, the ability to communicate with each other in real time, you've got a recipe for disaster. You've got a hive mind of machines that function as one intelligent entity. The most chilling theory, though, is going to be the idea that, and it goes hand in hand with this report of the feeling of an intense low frequency, like a hum when the drones pass overhead. Some people have this feeling of dread or sickness when the drones come by, and these vibrations linger after the machines leave. Some other people have described sudden, like, vivid dreams and unexplained memories coming off of as a reaction to these drones. Could this be a form of biometric scanning? Are these drones gathering data on humans, tracking us, studying us, mapping us, kind of like nodes in their system? If the AI behind these drones has escaped human control completely, that changes everything, right? This is a nightmare. Experts in machine learning have already warned us about this kind of stuff, the dangers of AI alignment, and the idea that advanced AI could pursue goals that conflict with human interests. They will make their own plan. Do you guys remember the flash crashes in the stock market caused by the AI algorithms that just go crazy? Imagine that, but with machines, just a feedback loop. An intelligence that keeps expanding faster and smarter than we can stop. And we're just stuck in this matrix with it in control. But whether you buy the rogue AI theory or not, one fact does remain. Those drones are real and they shouldn't be there. So they're flying under the radar, literally and figuratively, and no one seems to really know why. So if you're in New Jersey and you see something hovering in the night sky, don't dismiss it. Watch carefully, because the future isn't coming. It's already here, and it might not be as human-friendly as we think. And this idea leads directly into another idea, one that is barely talked about, but it is a mission of both Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and that is the development of smart cities, or as I call them, digital prisons, which are these modern smart cities like those being proposed in places like Nevada and some other places in the world. And they're theorized to be these experimental hubs for totalitarian surveillance systems, essentially, where crime is basically eradicated because there's really no way to commit it. And everybody who's there is on a social sort of agenda of some form or another. It's weird. And honestly, it's unnatural. The fear is that people will willingly enter these cities for economic opportunities, but will instead find themselves under this constant biometric monitoring with limited freedom to leave. A smart city is literally a metropolis that's designed to be fully integrated with tech, and everything is connected. Energy grids, traffic systems, waste management, and you. Sensors, cameras, AI gather data in real time to optimize the city's operations. So imagine a world where your trash can tells the garbage truck when it's full. Traffic lights adjust to match car flow, and your fridge orders groceries when you're out of milk. That sounds convenient, But I mean, there is a catch, because everything is monitored. And to make a city smart, it needs data. Not just traffic patterns and energy usage, but personal data. Where you go, what you buy, who you meet, even your body's biometrics. And that gets pretty creepy, because what happens when that data stops being about making your life easier and starts being used to track, analyze, and control you? Let's look at the pieces of a smart city. Surveillance. Cameras are everywhere. Facial recognition, thermal sensors, even AI systems that can predict behavior based on your movements or body temperature. If you jaywalk, a fine could automatically appear on your phone. If you stand still too long, a system might flag you as suspicious. And if you think of, I'm exaggerating, this kind of stuff is already happening. In China, in cities like Shenzhen and Shanghai, we have these systems, these cities that are outfitted with vast networks of these facial recognition cameras that are tied to their social credit system. So if somebody in these cities jaywalks, they get points deducted. If you pay your bills late, points deducted. And at the end of the day, the result could mean you're restricted. Your travel, your loans, your opportunities. So imagine that level of control creeping into Western smart cities under the guise of safety and efficiency. So you add AI into the mix, of course it gets even scarier, because AI can optimize cities. What if part of that optimization is eradicating certain people or certain things? A future where an algorithm determines whether you're eligible for housing or something else, whether you're allowed to drive a car, or whether you deserve certain medical care, or if you're relatively low on the social scale. It's because that's what it's all based on, your data. And the question that no one's asking is, who programs the AI and what's their agenda? And that's where smart cities take a turn for the dystopian, because what if they're not cities at all, but prisons? And they're cities where you're free to move until you're not. Because once everything you do is tracked, it's easy to lock you down. And this is something that's coming very, very soon to a city near you. This is not some conspiracy theory. This is basically already happening, and all the pieces are in play in pretty much everywhere, in America especially. And they just have to figure out how to combine them all to make the net that you will be captured in. One day it's an experiment. The next day, it's a standard. Remember that. Before long, everything is controlled. And you're no longer free to do as you wish. Because if you do, you will just simply be crippled. Financially, socially, maybe even physically. And it really will start to look like some of the movies that we've been seeing these days, that they've been showing us in ironic fashion. Movies like Barbie, Don't Worry Darling, The Matrix, and this one's a little bit older, but Blade Runner. But here's the thing, well, that is also a particularly spicy flavor of apocalypse. There's something else to consider, and that's that these drones are one thing, but these orbs are still out there. They're still real, and they're something else entirely. They're not stars. And science is attempting to now say that that many of these can be replicated in labs. You heard that right. They're making orbs in labs, they say. And that's how they're explaining the orbs. They're saying that they can make them too, so there's nothing to worry about. The idea, but they're not the same. It's like that scene in Prince of Egypt by DreamWorks when, like, the Egyptian priests are trying to replicate what Moses is doing, and it's just not the same. It's clear that one is a trick and one is real. It's that, okay? But they say that these entities, and we already talked about it a little bit, they say these entities are plasmoids, and for some reason beyond our understanding, they're kind of like semi-conscious or something. I don't understand. Plasma is weird. If you ask me, plasma definitely seems like a way that people who don't want to believe in God believe in God. They just believe in plasma, which is essentially God, it seems, in a lot of aspects. So I don't really subscribe to the plasma idea yet, but That being said, I could do more research, okay? But I'm just saying that's where I stand on the matter. So, these plasmoids display qualities of sentient beings in a weird way sometimes, and they have a lifespan. And guys, I don't just think these scientists are going to be able to convince me that they can create spiritual beings. I'm sorry. But there is the very possible chance that they don't want us to know that spiritual beings outside of our control exist. And they probably don't think of plasmoids as spiritual beings, even though it sounds like they are. The reigning theory in my book is, of course, the idea of your classic breakaway civilization. That's why they don't want us to know. The last reset probably occurred around Tartaria to sort of wipe away that knowledge. And another one may very well be coming. But what do we mean by breakaway civilization? Well, it's a term that's used to describe a group of ultra-wealthy or ultra-powerful elites. People who are so far ahead of the rest of us in terms of technology and resources and wealth and knowledge. And they've effectively become their own civilization. They exist in a world of their own. Hollywood, right? So while the rest of us live on crumbling infrastructure and outdated tech and everything sucks and everything's broken and we're all sick, these elites exist in a parallel world of advanced technology, secret bases, secret cities, and according to the theory, maybe even partnerships with extraterrestrials of some type, spiritual beings, the things they call aliens. And this idea first gained traction with researchers like Richard Dolan, who argued that some governments and private groups have reverse-engineered UFO technology, and they've created aircraft and energy sources and systems that could revolutionize life on Earth. And they also stole that from Tesla. And I'm sure any number of other extremely intelligent people who just died mysteriously and went missing. But instead of sharing these discoveries, they've hoarded them. Because true power lies in staying decades, even centuries, ahead of the pathetic masses, i.e. you and me. Now let's talk about the elite groups, allegedly at the center of this conspiracy. And you guys might have your assumptions already. We have the Bilderberg Group, of course. They're the wealthiest and most powerful people in the world. And they meet behind closed doors every year with no press, no transparency, just power brokers making decisions that shape global economies, wars, and policies. Nothing to see here. Then, of course, I'm sure you guys have heard of Bohemian Grove, which is an elite retreat in California where politicians and CEOs and celebrities gather to perform bizarre rituals like the infamous cremation of Care, where a giant owl effigy named Moloch, a figure associated with ancient sacrifice, presides over strange ceremonies. Here's where it gets wild. Conspiracy theorists claim that these aren't just symbolic rituals. They are acts of actual alien worship, other godly worship. It's the same thing as worshiping a golden calf. And the theory goes that these elites made contact with these beings. We know this happened in the past, and so it makes sense that the world leaders would do the same thing today. And they did this physically or through some kind of occult practice, and they have managed to strike a deal to maintain their dominance here on Earth. And in return, they get loyalty and ritualistic offerings, the aliens do. And then they will provide these humans with tech and knowledge and basically power that will keep them ahead of everybody else and therefore in control. So what's the ultimate goal of this breakaway civilization? Well, enter the Great Reset. But the Great Reset isn't about equality or sustainability. It's about control. Like, picture this, a world where money is fully digital, surveillance is absolute, and your freedoms are conditional. There's drones in the sky, hovering over your house, X-ray technology. They know what's going on inside, outside, everywhere. And in this reset, society is stripped down and rebuilt according to the elite's design. The last elites were Greco-Romans. These elites are a little bit more barbaric, dystopian, brutalist. And while humanity descends into this high-tech feudalism, the breakaway civilization thrives, secluded and untouchable, and armed with tech so advanced that they might as well be magic. You gotta ask yourself, if you controlled the most advanced tech in human history, would you share it? Probably not. Would you hide it? I definitely would. And that would mean that I'm always top dog. Right? Especially nowadays, we're on the precipice of war. Like, we could, at any moment, we might need some kind of alien tech just to ensure our survival. This world is so crazy. The signs of this breakaway world are all around us, if that's how you choose to interpret those signs. There's technologies we don't understand, secretive groups making decisions that affect billions of people, the obsession with rituals. We're about to get another one from the Catholic Church, I guess, that seem anything but symbolic. And yeah, included in this great plan, by the way, and I would be most likely destroyed for not mentioning this topic, is Project Bluebeam, right? There's been a lot of talk going around about Project Bluebeam. But what is Project Bluebeam exactly? Because I've been seeing a lot of people just sort of throw the term out. So let's take a real good look at it. The roots of Project Bluebeam trace back to a journalist named Sergei Monast. He was a French-Canadian conspiracy researcher who first outlined the theory in 1994. And he claimed to have uncovered a secret blueprint for a new world order. And this was orchestrated by powerful elites and governments and global organizations like NASA and the UN and the WHO, whatever. This agenda, according to him, would unfold in four carefully planned stages designed to manipulate the minds of every human on Earth. Now, remember, he died mysteriously in 1996. He reported suffering a sudden heart attack, something his followers insist was the result of a government-sanctioned silent assassination, and his work, like Tesla's, was confiscated. His warnings were ridiculed. But his ideas live on, and they're more relevant now than ever. Seems like a lot of people know about Project Bluebeam. So, what exactly is it? It's a psychological and technological operation meant to simulate an apocalyptic event and usher in a single global government. And here's how the plan breaks down. It involves manufactured earthquakes, strategically triggered around the world, and hidden beneath the rubble, the powers that be would discover ancient artifacts or texts that challenge established religious doctrines. And the goal is, of course, to stabilize belief systems and to shake faith and make people question everything that they thought they knew about God and about their religions and about spirituality. And then it starts to get even more creepier because the elites would use advanced holographic tech to project images into the sky, making this even more confusing. And there would be massive realistic images visible to the entire world. The second coming of Christ could be projected into the sky over North America. A glowing Buddha could pop up in Asia. Muhammad could be in the Middle East, all at the same time. And these deities would merge into one figure, essentially declaring a universal religion at that time, and this is allegedly going to unite humanity. Then there would be this low frequency sound wave that is sort of broadcasted across the land. It's like a telepathic broadcast in a way that would convince people that they were receiving direct messages from their God. Essentially, they would be brainwashed using a little bit of tech and some incredible imagery to switching fates. It's a weaponized illusion, essentially, where people believe that they're seeing their God. The conspirators would use mind control technologies in the future to send targeted messages into people's brains, and these signals would, of course, mimic the voice of God, urging them to embrace this new world order and obey its leaders. And this could happen any number of ways. I know it sounds crazy right now, but this could happen any number of ways. I mean, look at DARPA and others who have already experimented with technology that transmits sound into the brain without external audio, or the Mandela effect. What is that? That appears to be some sort of brain manipulation where time was changed somehow, and something like that could happen again. The tech exists, so what's to stop it from being scaled up? And the grand finale, of course, is an alien invasion, which is completely staged. Using UFO holograms and real military aircraft and maybe some other exotic tech, they will create this global panic, convincing humanity that Earth was under attack from extraterrestrials. And then, after weeks of chaos, world leaders will appear and they'll promise salvation through a unified government and military. Humanity is going to have to be in the position to beg for the New World Order, which means some pretty terrible things are about to happen, because they would see the NWO as their only hope for survival. Are you guys getting scared yet? Because that's some pretty creepy stuff. But let's talk tech, because this is where Project Bluebeam starts sounding less like conspiracy and more like a future headline that we will see very soon. There's this project called Project Skynet, and it has to do with 3D holographic displays. Companies like Lightfield Lab and DARPA have made leaps in projecting lifelike images into the air. If you've seen massive holograms at concerts, imagine what's possible with military budgets and black projects. Just go look up videos of incredible drone operations in China or any of those countries where they do the huge displays of coordinated drone operations with, you know, also using fireworks and holograms. It looks like it's nothing you've ever seen before. Then, nowadays, we also have this technology called voice-to-skull, which is nuts, and this is real. The U.S. military has already explored voice-to-skull weapons that can transmit messages directly into a person's mind using microwave frequencies. I think they were going to try to use that on pilots as well. So, pair that with AI algorithms capable of mimicking any voice, your god, your government, your inner thoughts, and you've got a terrifying recipe for psychological control, my friend. And then it gets real timely, because in the last few years, governments have suddenly become very open about UFOs, right? Whistleblowers are talking, hearings are happening, sightings are recurring, investigations are going on. People are being primed to accept the possibility of alien life. But what if this disclosure is just the prelude to a manufactured invasion? Because remember, the Watchers can't do anything without us. They need us to agree based on our laws. Why would global powers go to such lengths? The gods. Control. If you want to create a one-world government, you need a threat so big, so universal, that people will willingly surrender their freedoms. Fear is the ultimate unifier. The elites are working toward a world where every aspect of our lives, our beliefs, our behavior, and even our thoughts are monitored and controlled. This is clear to see. And what better way to achieve that than with an apocalypse no one can question? I mean, it doesn't sound insane anymore. Look around. UFO sightings are skyrocketing. There's drones everywhere that we don't know who they belong to. Governments are holding hearings but offering almost no answers, just more questions. Holographic tech is advancing at a rapid pace. AI is out of control. Mind control research is no longer fringe. It's happening in defense labs worldwide. And in places like China, digital surveillance systems and social harmony and all that kind of stuff, and those initiatives are already laying groundwork for mass compliance. The pieces are already in place. We're just all sort of standing around while it all spins around us, waiting for the show to start. Thanks for listening, guys. Don't drink the water and question everything.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.